Stormlake boys basketball team takes on Estherville Lincoln Central. The tip-off coming up shortly right here on 92.9 The Moose. Chris Bachman joined by head coach Heath Stille. Coach, if you can, it'll be my first look at your team. I want to go back to your most recent game, if you would. You beat Dennis and Schleswig 81-60, a big first half. And congratulations on that first win of the year.
No, thanks. Yeah, our guys really played well on Thursday night, it was. And they came out and we did all those little things that we've been talking about in practice, making the extra pass and just finding that open guy. And that really kind of helped us out in that first half and gave us some easy looks.
Yeah, well, easy looks equals 23 points for Parker, double-digit scorers, Josh Werge, 17, Kevin Duque had 10, 29 rebounds. Coach, you had 11 old boards in that game.
That's been something that I've been stressing with the guys a lot, is that if we're willing to hit the offensive glass, that's a weakness for us as boxing out on defense. I said, let's make that everybody else's weakness, too, and help ourselves out and give us some second-chance points. I said, we're going to shoot the ball a lot, and I said, we're going to miss some. But if we can give ourselves a second chance on offense, it'll be nice for us to give us a second opportunity.
Shooting the ball a lot and at a high percentage clip against the Monarchs, Keith, as you made 33 of 56 from the field.
Yeah, that's kind of the pace that we want to play, and our guys understand that. And if we can continue to shoot the ball that well, that'll be good for us. And I know that we're going to have some cold nights where we're going to have to D down a little bit more defensively to give ourselves more of a chance. But at this point right now, things are going well, and we're making our shots when they're there, and there are a lot of good looks is what they are, and that's really paid off for our guys.
I know it's been several days ago, and I know you talked about it. Maybe you want to forget about it, but tell me a little bit about the Sioux City North game, a 67-65 loss.
Oh, I thought our guys, we came out a little bit slow, and that kind of hurt us there in the first half. But we responded there in the second half, and we gave ourselves a chance and came out in the third quarter and tied the game back up to go into the fourth. Tied up, and we made some shots down the stretch and made a couple free throws with about a minute and a half to go, and then they made a three, and we just didn't get a good look on the other end, and they ended up hitting a contested layup for the win, and mm-hmm. We just didn't get our chance there at the end.
I know, looking at some of your team stats so far in two games, you're shooting more than 51% from the field. 30% from the arc. I want to break down the defensive side of the court so far and your thoughts through two games. I know it's a young season, but defensively, how are you feeling?
Oh, I think we're doing okay defensively. Our weak side help has gotten better as we've gone. We've been pretty good with our first guy getting to the weak side help. It's that second and third guy that we're really working on now to help out and just take away that easy basket under the basket or that easy kick out. We've done a better job rebounding-wise so far, but it's still a big factor for us all year long. That's going to be a key to all of our wins. If we're going to keep winning basketball games, it's going to have to control the boards and limit their shot opportunities.
Six guys average over 6 points per game. Offensive distribution, how you feeling?
I like our offensive distribution right now, and I've told people all along that we are going to be a team that could have eight or nine guys lead us in scoring on any given night. And I think that's really kind of shown what our guys can do. And they put a lot of work in this summer, and it's really paid off now for them. And we're playing a lot of unselfish basketball, too. They're looking for that extra pass, and there's not one guy that just wants to take over and score all the points. And it's going to pay off for us in the long run, hopefully.
You know, you talk about hard work in the offseason. It was at some point in August where the guys were in football practice, but yet I went to the middle school one day, and this is during football practice. They were at the gym at the middle school, lots of them shooting, getting shots up. I mean, how important is that?
Oh, it's a great. It's great to have our leaders that we have. With Parker and Josh, those guys want to be in the gym all the time, and that was one of those times that I wasn't even in charge of it, and that was those guys got somebody to open the gym for them, and they came in and got shots up, and this group of guys just loves to play, and with Josh and Parker, they led a lot of our stuff for us this summer with our dribbling and our ball handling and just getting our shots up and shooting. It wasn't, most people think open gym, and it's, well, hey, let's go jack around and throw up a bunch of shots. These guys are in there working hard, and they're doing the right thing in there when we're in there.
Well, we certainly hope that practice pays off here this season. We're going to take a short time out. It's the Lakes Conference opener. Coach Stille talks ELC after this on 92.9 The Moose. Tornado Boys basketball versus the Midgets of Estherville Lincoln Central on the road tonight. Before we conclude the week at home Friday versus Emmitsburg. Big week. I mean, it'd be nice to get off to a great start, obviously.
Yeah, it's a big week for our guys, and one of our goals is to finish at toward the top of the conference. So you got to take care of business on games like this week and get out to a good start and don't put ourselves behind the eight ball before we get going.
Well, I got to believe your team can do that, Coach. Let's just focus in on Estherville, a team you beat twice last season.
Yeah, I think that Estherville's a team that we match up with pretty well, and they've won two in a row now, but they got beat pretty handily by Algona. And I've watched some of that film, and Algona does a lot of the same things that we're going to try to do, I think. And I think that we should have a pretty good chance tomorrow night. They've got one kid averaging over double figures, another kid that's close, but we'll concentrate on those two and try to make some other people beat us. But overall, I think that I like our chances tonight, and it should be a good game for us.
And overall, sum up the Lakes Conference as a whole. Besides Storm Lake, who's going to be near the top of the league this year?
I think Hall Western will be up top again, like usual. And I think that Lamar's has a chance with the Hillbrands kid coming back. And then Spirit Lake will be tough with a couple big post kids. But other than that, I think that we should be right up there in that mix. I think Spencer's going to be down a little bit. ELC will be down a little bit. Cherokee should be in the middle of the pack. And Emmitsburg will kind of be middle of the pack as well.
Well, we'll find out. It all shakes out through a several months season, but the conference schedule starts tonight. Estherville, Lincoln Central, Storm Lake. Coach Stilley, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk after the game, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Stilley and the Tornadoes take on the Midgets, and the pregame starting lineups coming up next on 92.9 KKIA The Moose.